This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, September 23rd. Well, unfortunately, I have to discuss market mechanics with you. And yesterday, you kind of saw what was going on. Is in the morning yesterday, we had the two-year Treasury yield fall under 4%. It was over 4.1. We saw the 10-year bond yields settle back down just a tad. And then during the course of the day on Thursday, bond yields spiked, and so did the two-year Treasury yield. Now, these are the most liquid markets in the world, okay? And to see such dramatic spikes in yields did freak everybody out, and that triggered yesterday's reversal, and we still have the aftermath of that this morning, okay? So if you're buying anything that with a yield on it, you know, your principal's eroding as rates go higher. So that's very unfortunate, okay? And sometimes the bond market takes out the stock market, and that's exactly what's happening. The other thing that's interesting is Britain just had its biggest tax cut since 1972, and they have plenty of energy subsidies for their citizens because their electricity bills over there are outrageous. And the market's treating that in a negative way. And frankly, I think their new prime minister's doing a good job. Basically, she's trying to get something called the velocity of money, how fast money changes hands. She needs to get that going. You see, when people spend all their money on food and energy or electricity, it's hard to get the velocity of money going up because there's a lot of disposable income. So what she's doing is the right thing to do. And then, of course, we'll see how bad the deficits are and things like that. But all governments should set taxes where the velocity of money is maximized, okay? And that way the government will get max possible tax revenues, okay? So, but there are massive worldwide recession fears now. The Biden administration is abnormally quiet, okay? Oil just fell below $80 a barrel, so it'd be nice if they said they're going to fill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, because they can't continue to pump a million barrels a day out of it much longer. And we expected that for energy, just so you know, okay? Energy drops in the fall. But energy stocks are still going to have the best earnings, so we'll see how they respond to earnings. This morning, Costco provided some very strong same-store sales, some decent guidance, and they got shot. So we're in a period where whether you're a good stock or bad stock, they're going to shoot you anyway, okay? It is a Friday. Traders like to clean out their inventory on weekends. There might be reasons to do that, like Vladimir Putin is behaving erratically. You know, he's trying to round up 30,000 reservists to continue the fight in Ukraine. The only problem is the airlines out of Russia are booked. They got people sneaking into Finland because they don't want to be drafted. The other thing is that the military office in St. Petersburg does the recruiting. It was set on fire. So something's going to happen, okay? It doesn't look good for Vladimir Putin. But, you know, he's an authoritarian person, and I'm sure the security around him is immense. And but, you know, if we could resolve the Russia-Ukrainian situation, you could get literally a 40% bounce in the market, because this is what's just rolling the world. It's everybody's trying to diversify away from Russia and the West, and that's going to have a price. And we'll see if Putin, you know, uses natural gas and everything to punish everybody, which he seems to be doing because he cut Europe off. So fascinating times we're in, but you know, it's absolutely key that we bounce on quarter and window dressing. It's key that earnings come out, and we'll see if they work. You know, price-earnings ratios have collapsed to levels I've never seen before. You know, 5x earnings in small cap, 8x earnings in large cap. These are the stocks with earnings growth. So I think, obviously, this is grossly overdone. So if you're one of those people that can't sleep at night and wonder why your stomach's in knots, just wait for earnings. That's all I can tell you. It's wait for them to shore up the stocks. So I think this is grossly overdone. Obviously, the markets are making new lows here, undoing the gains that they had since June. And but I don't see a lot of volume, okay? So that's a good sign. During conditions like this, I like to check ETF spreads, see if they're widening. They are slightly elevated, but they're not that bad yet this second. So, but they are elevated. So what happens is when an ETF spread widens, it means the ETF's going to do worse than the underlying basket of stocks. And so that will trigger some more selling pressure. So, but we'll see. Markets can turn on a dime, and just so you folks know, the bond market's taking out the stock market, okay? That also happened in 2008, but that was because credit default swaps failed, and there was a lot of leveraged debt products, you know, leveraged muni products, something called structured investment vehicles. It was an R bet on the yield curve. We don't have those things now, okay? So we just have government debt, and it looks like governments are not convincing investors they can pay for their debt. I do want to add that the dollar is still the oasis, though. It's up very sharply today. The euro, you know, is under 0.98. The pound's very weak. I'll be honest with you, I think the pound should have rallied on those tax cuts, but, you know, the British media is much more negative than our media, okay? So I guess they threw cold water on, in my opinion, was a very good idea. So hang in there, folks. I know all these gyrations bother you. All I care about is finding a silver line critical path to follow. All I care about is profiting from the underlying inflation. There's no doubt that this is going to prick a lot of inflation bubbles. It's already destroyed housing. There's a lot of good articles that all the high-end real estate is not selling anymore. And I think they were citing mostly California as a Wall Street Journal article. Clearly, home sales are stalling. So, and that's been the big inflation conundrum, is shelter costs. What caused this whole mess we're in the last 3 weeks is CPI was going up when energy prices were going down because inflation is structural. So now what the Fed's doing is they're raising rates, and they're going to prick all the other bubbles out there. So they're trying to prick the real estate bubble. And I think they're doing a pretty good job of it, to be honest with you. Eventually, it'll show up in lower rental costs. I know that's hard for a lot of people to imagine, but that's one of their goals. They're going to kill the auto industry because a lot of people buy vehicles financed. So finance costs have gone up. They are hurting the banks and things like that. There'll be a rising defaults, things like that. So fascinating times we're in. But I do want you to know it's a Friday. Traders clean out their inventory for weekends. That certainly happened. We need bond yields to settle in a range that we can all tolerate, because if they want to spike like they did on Thursday, they're going to continue to roll the market. And, of course, if you bought bonds and rates went up, you lose money. Okay, so the only place to hide is the U.S. dollar, and obviously money market, and finally there's CDs out there. Finally, that industry disappeared. Now it's reemerging. So that's kind of where the place is to hide right now. And we do think our dividend stocks are a much better bet long term. You know, our average dividend stocks raised their dividend over 180% this year, and our average dividend stock does raise the dividend every year. So, and of course, dividends are taxed lower than interest. So, personally, that's where I prefer. But even those stocks are vulnerable when rates go up. So, hang in there, folks. I know it's very upsetting to a lot of you. But as far as I'm concerned, some of this is seasonal shenanigans. Some of it is the tail wagging the dog, where the bond market's taking out the stock market. And you will get a reflex rally. You will get a big bounce. And hopefully we'll see that next week in the quarter and window dressing. And then we'll go into October and seeing what earnings are going to do. So that's it, everybody. Hang in there. Try to enjoy the weekend. At least the market will be closed. Okay? Take care. Bye.